Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, online at thisweekinamerica.us. How much guilt can a man endure? How much depravity can a man display? These questions are examined in the fresh new novel, The Darkness at Dawn, by Pamela Roberts Lee, set in early New England, when a 13-year-old John Lee sees 19-year-old Richard Hawks, already a petty thief and murderer, steal his Puritan church's gold-inlaid chalice during a storm in the middle of the Atlantic on their congregation's journey to Boston. He has no idea that it would be followed by a 40-year conflict between them. Pamela is a retired Air Force judge advocate, former U.S. Department of Justice trial attorney, appeared in courtrooms throughout the United States. She currently lives in Alamogordo, New Mexico, with her husband Matt, where she is chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Pamela Roberts Lee, author of The Darkness at Dawn, our guest on This Week in America. Pamela, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's great to be with you.
How did I do in Alamogordo, New Mexico? Did I get close to that?
I'm going to let you try it three more times.
And I would be probably 0 for 5 then at that particular point in time. A town in New Mexico where she is the chair of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, actually, because I don't want the rest of the world to botch it, I want to give you an easy way of understanding.
Please do.
Alamo, the Alamo. And then you go Gordo, Alamo, Gordo.
Just if you do it phonetically, that's the way I was making it more difficult than it needed to be.
Yeah, you were trying to make it Spanish or something. I don't know.
I'm Brettonese. I'm not real sure what I was, but we have that now on the record, officially corrected the name of the town. Pamela Roberts Lee with us talking about the book, The Darkness at Dawn. This is such a fascinating read. There's history there. There's personal drama. Great storyline throughout the book. Talk about the decision to write this book. What was the motivation? What inspired you to write The Darkness at Dawn?
Well, early in my life, my grandfather was sort of the historian of my family. And he gathered all sorts of information. He gathered information that came from his father, my great-grandfather, who was a reporter for the Louisville Courier. So there was a wealth of information, not all about the 1600s, but a lot of it was about the 1600s. And I just got this flavor for history and the history of my family. And actually, I remember when I was 15 years old, I started a family tree. And I still have that now, and although it's completed now, thanks to Ancestry.com. And to those of you who have access to Ancestry.com and you're interested in your family history, that's a good place to get a start. And that's the place where I finished because I already had a good start from my grandfather. So there was the history of that family going back until the 1600s. And that's where I learned about John Lee, my ancestor, John Lee. And John Lee is also the ancestor of Prince William and Prince Harry. And that came about rather through serendipity because in the late 1800s, one of his descendants, she married into royalty, and she was actually the daughter of Cornelius Vanderbilt's principal advisor, and therefore had access to all sorts of young royalty in England.
Yes.
And in Europe. So because of that, that's how that relationship developed. Also, descendants of John Lee were Nathan Hale, and ironically, Felicity Huffman is also an ancestor.
Interesting. Another name in the news.
Yeah, well, you know, that one just popped in there. I mean, it was all of a sudden, what? Where did this come from? So I guess if you're famous or infamous and you're a descendant of somebody in the past, then all of a sudden your name reaches the prominence of that person in the past.
You know, you find I'm sorry, go ahead and finish that story, because it's interesting how once you start looking, what you find, you often talk to people that did what you did, went back with the family tree, and suddenly out of nowhere, all these names appear, these marvelous stories. Yes. that totally catches all off guard.
Yeah. Well, like I said, Nathan Hale is a descendant of John Lee. And in fact, most of the people in New England that have Lee as their last name are from John Lee and Mary Hart, who, if you read the book, you'll see that Mary Hart and John married, and it was their daughter Tabitha who in turn led to the royal relationship. Yes. I guess you would say.
When you have all of that information, how long did it take you to write the book? You've got all of these great components. Now you're going to piece everything together. Yes. For the book. And our guest on the program is Pamela Roberts Lee, author of The Darkness at Dawn. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you that information throughout the interview. How long did it take to actually write this story?
It was basically done in stages. It took... I guess the first draft was completed in about 3 years. And then I started editing. And that I learned. This was my first novel, so I learned a great deal because I had a great deal to learn. And I've been a lawyer, practicing trial attorney at the Department of Justice, and before that, the U.S. Air Force. And therefore, I had an idea of how to write, and I could write pretty well when it was briefs.
Yes.
For courts. But writing a novel is a whole separate and different thing, because you have to come up with a storyline. You have to gradually put that storyline down on paper. And then once you've written that first draft, you're engaged. And from then on, it took me 10 years to finish the book. And I like to tell everybody when they ask me how long it took them to do this, I always like to tell them it took me less time to write The Darkness at Dawn than it took Margaret Mitchell to write Gone with the Wind.
That's a good reference point. You know,
I felt like that was a satisfactory answer to most people, because they've never read Gone with the Wind. They've only seen a movie.
Yeah. So, what were some of the challenges you faced, especially as a first-time author? Again, being very well-versed and a talented writer, but this is a whole different type of writing. What were some of the challenges you faced and maybe didn't even understand you were going to until you were actually staring these challenges in the face?
Well, it was like the first thing I knew was that I had to learn how to write fiction. And so I'd always loved Ernest Hemingway's writing style. And if you've read any of his works, it's a very direct and clean style.
Yes.
And so I fashioned my writing after that. I realized that if I wrote in a clean style, that the book would basically write itself at some point. It was almost as if the book was writing itself, because I'd already come up with an outline, a general outline, and then the general outline became a more specific outline until I got to the point where I had a very large outline to work with. And so then the next step was to just sit down and let the words flow, and they do flow because you've had them in your head for so long, and then all of a sudden, here you are now, and you're writing it. And then the more you wrote, the more you wanted to write more. And so
yes.
That as a writer, There's nothing better than to write. And so the interesting thing is that once I got the book done, the first, you know, I like to refer to it as the first book because I'm working on a second one.
I right was now going to ask you with this great storyline, if this would be the first.
Yeah, and so that it is the first, and so the problem is though now for me is I'm involved in something all writers hate, which is marketing, and marketing the book and getting people interested in the book and that sort of thing, because I've got another book that I want to be writing, and I tell my husband Matt over, you know, many times, I say, I can't get back to writing. I've got this engagement over here, and like we're traveling. We're traveling. I think next week we're going to be going to Connecticut, where the story actually takes place.
Interesting.
And the Connecticut has, or I should say, the Farmington Historical Society, which is the town in which most of the activity in the book takes place in the 1600s, they've invited me there to give a presentation on the book, just as I'm talking to you about it here. And so they've got really interesting activities planned, one of which is, and you've seen the cover of the book, that is a photograph that was taken by my husband, Matt, and sent to our editors. The photograph is not dark like that, like it is on the cover now. But they were, my editors were brilliant in coming up with the darkening of the photograph that Matt took. And the gravesite there is the monument of John Lee that was built by his descendants for him in 1876. And so that we're going to, the plan is that I'll give a presentation, and then those that want to go will walk to the cemetery and visit the cemetery, and I'll point out any of my ancestors that are buried there.
Yes. Well, that should be an exciting trip, and I'm sure you're looking forward to that. And it's interesting you mentioned, because I find this all the time, writers want to write. Let the marketers market. But sometimes you get involved. Writing a book is more than just writing the book. It's talking about the book, which is what we're doing on the program today with Pamela Roberts Lee. The book is The Darkness at Dawn. Time going by way too quickly. I want to talk about the title and, again, this conflict between John and Richard, a conflict that goes on for decades. First of all, the title of the book, and that's so important in capturing people's attention, The Darkness at Dawn. What does that mean? Explain the title.
Well, first of all, we're in the 1600s.
Yes.
And put your mind back to what you would envision the 1600s to appear like. They wouldn't be sunny days, in my mind anyway. They would be dark days. They would be days in which there were Indian wars, days in which there were abuse and torture, witchcraft trials. And in one case, not in my book, but later during the Salem witchcraft trials, which take place after the witchcraft trials in Connecticut did in the 1650s, they in order to get a confession that he was a witch, they took an old man and then they started piling stones on him until he died. That was the way the 1600s were. And so from my mind, as soon as I thought, I'm writing a book in the 1600s, it's going to have to be dark, and the title is going to have to reflect that darkness. So that's the first part of the title, The Darkness at Dawn. Dawn can be many things, but in my mind, dawn represented the time in which the English came to America. So to them, the Puritans, this was a fresh start, a fresh dawn. In spite of the many evil deeds they did, they were still optimistic about things. And so that's how I came to the title. It kind of, I wanted to point out the contradiction.
Yes.
Between the two situations that we're talking about.
The book, and we're talking with the author, Pamela Roberts Lee, The Darkness at Dawn is the title we're talking about. A few minutes left in the program. Well, let's talk about this conflict between John Lee and Richard Hawks. Talk about that. This is a conflict that isn't resolved quickly and goes on, as I mentioned, for 40 years. Talk about this. It's a fascinating study in these two characters and what they go through during the multiple decades that this conflict goes forward. Tell us about the two characters and the conflict.
Let me start with my favorite of the two characters, Richard Hawks, the ultimate villain.
Yes.
Richard Hawks, the character Richard Hawks, in many respects drives the story, because of his will and his venom, he is able to make things happen. On the other hand, John Lee, after he's gone through his youth and been a soldier and grown to adulthood, and then eventually woos and marries Mary Hart, Deacon Stephen Hart's daughter. These are real people. Deacon Stephen Hart was a real person, and it's been said that if Deacon Stephen Hart knew that the future, that he was going to be one of the producers of the future King of England, he'd be rolling in his grave, because he was adamantly opposed to the monarchy. He was a Puritan and a very strong Puritan. So that is why that whole aspect of Deacon Hart and Mary Hart is important to understand, because she is a very gentle person, a very beautiful woman, and very, very sweet and kind to everybody. On the other hand, John loves her for that. Richard Hawks, on the other hand, when he gets married, he chooses a woman very much like Mary Hart, who has rejected him. And the woman he chooses, he brings from Boston to Hartford. And but because of his background, growing up, the abuse he received from his father, who was a failed artisan and I would say a successful drunk, and he constantly finds reasons to abuse Richard. And so I won't go into too much into the details about that relationship and how it ends, but just know that it doesn't end well for his father. I think that's it as far as what I view as the active characters. There
Yes.
are many characters in the book. The characters that actually existed, I could make a whole list of those. And then there are the fictitious characters like Richard Hawks.
Well, it's a riveting story. Once you start reading this, it will capture your attention all the way through. The book is The Darkness at Dawn. Pamela Roberts Lee is the author and our guest on the program. Book, of course, available at Amazon, Outskirts as well, for example, who published the book, the usual outlets. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Amazon, get information on the book, The Darkness at Dawn. And the good news is, if she has the time here with all the marketing she's doing and traveling, Pamela will have another book. We're looking forward to that. You've got the ideas, obviously. Have you started the next book?
I've started an outline.
Yes.
I know how it starts. I know that the way it starts is going to be riveting to the people who read the book, particularly those who have read the first book. And so That's about as far as I can go with that.
Okay, well, we'll enjoy the first book, The Darkness at Dawn, and then in anticipation of the follow-up book from our guest on the program, Pamela Roberts-Lee. Pamela, a pleasure having you on the program. A very talented writer. Thank you so much for sharing the story. Look forward to doing it again, talking about the next book. But this book is The Darkness at Dawn. Thank you for being with us on the program today.
Thank you, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. And the book, once again, available at Amazon, at Outskirts. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly, get information on the book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.